quieter or lower. May God forgive us.
Dude. The ApocryCast. It's the best. The ApocryCast. Kick it. Kick it. Kick it. Oh, you don't like it?
I think we'll have to go in a different direction.
Oh, okay.
Brooklyn that ever was. Even though we're the greatest show on Radio Free Brooklyn that ever was.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we barely made it out of that one.
Oh, that was graceful. Yeah. That was an amazing song.
Good job.
Oh, my God. My life has changed forever.
Yeah, mine too. And you know what? For the best.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Every Apocalypse song just moves me forward emotionally, spiritually. Just heals all those original wounds, you know?
So, listen, guys. We might as well get into it.
All right. Last week, something terrible happened.
Previously
on the
ApocalypseCast.
Previously on the ApocalypseCast. All right.
Previously.
Not long ago, we were doing a press conference. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
So, on the last episode of our show, we were giving a press conference, and maybe Pat can fill us in on the details.
Yeah, well, you know, NPR, well, it wasn't on the last episode of our show. It was in between shows. Like, we had an episode, and, you know, we were attacked by squid.
Yeah, exactly.
And we survived at the last minute, and, you know.
Yeah. Another narrow escape.
But now we're back. And we're without Jad.
How are we here without Jad?
Well, sad story. Previously on the podcast, sort of, there was like a panel about like public radio and community radio, like how...
Oh, God.
Like, well... Like, yeah. Why do we hate each other? You know, we should be helping each other, right?
It's one of those liberal kind of like both sides things, you know?
Yeah, you can ask why, but it doesn't matter. It's been such a violent exchange.
Right. It's like a violent history, you know? So while I'm against public radio, right, I'm willing to have a conversation with them, you know?
You have to sit close to your enemy.
Yeah.
I mean, diplomacy.
Exactly. Well, dialogue, even.
Yes.
Even if it's not diplomacy, you know, because we're not really authorized to make fucking changes on behalf of Radio Free Brooklyn, so it's just dialogue. But we're like, fuck it, we'll go to the, what is it called, the New Studio Audio Festival, the yearly podcast festival, and, you know, they're talking about the hip, up and coming cool podcasts, and, like, cool people, and just, like, nice, awesome, great people in Brooklyn, you know? And so, naturally, they wanted to get NPR... And they wanted to get...
Were we even invited
yeah,
to
Radio
this?
Radio Free Brooklyn was invited.
No, was the ApocalyCast invited?
No, but they needed someone with enough stees to go talk with NPR. So we went and we gave the talk. And we have some audio from it. We're going to play it. Just let us cue it up for 1 second. Yeah, the first speaker was Johnny B-Roll.
Mm. Listen, everyone. I think there's a lot of misconceptions here. I think that, you know, community radio and NPR can get along. As long as NPR just stop being such fucking cuck swine, you know, if only they would knock off their, like, you know, fucking you know, if only they would knock off their fucking, like, lib antics and stop letting all this parade of foreigners come in and fuck our wives, then everything would be fine. Okay? Don't look at us. People say Radio Free Brooklyn is violent.
Oh,
I say all the violence comes from NPR. That's all I'm saying. Fucking wake up, sheeple.
Oh, hey, I'm Jad, and I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jad always agrees with me. Jad always agrees with Johnny B. Roll. That's why we make such a good couple.
Public radio. We're community radio.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh,
active shooter. Active shooter. Ah! Oh, somebody call the police.
Oh, God.
What?
Pat! Yeah. Oh, my God. Ah! Oh, you're done. I can't bleed it. Oh, you're done.
Jesus Christ, last week, a parade of foreigners walked into the press conference and and committed a massacre.
They killed almost all of the important figures of public and community radio.
Yeah, worse, the Apocrycast has been irreparably harmed because in the fracas, all of the foreigner cucks came and abducted Jad Ali Slaman. swept in on rollerblades, took him over their shoulders, and as quickly as they came, they were like phantoms, disappeared into the smoke and flame, leaving no trace.
Oh God.
Also, just to let our listeners know, these people, these foreigners, they're not the foreigners you're thinking of.
No. Guys, listen, I was only lightly wounded because the bullet that hit me went through like 12 other fucking public radio people. It is so fucked. But listen, if I'm being perfectly honest, guys, I think, why were we sent to that panel instead of Tom?
He knew.
Tom Tenney was nowhere to be found on that panel.
He sent the show that's time slot he's trying to get rid of, coincidentally. And then... Oh! Shit! Here we go again!
Yep.
Coincidence?
Pat, you know what? You're not wrong to assume this is a coincidence, okay? This was a carefully orchestrated political hit, to quote Brett Kavanaugh.
This is a carefully orchestrated political coincidence.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Just happened to strike and kill... took the host of What Would Save the World, was killed.
Yeah.
Peter, co-host, killed.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But where is Tom? Where is Tom in all this?
Tom wasn't even there.
Oh, what a big coincidence.
Yeah, what a fucking coincidence that on the day that all the other Radio Free Brooklyn people are fucking murdered by rampaging fucking fanatics, Tom Tenney is busy doing some other shit. I don't think so. It stinks. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, the whole thing fucking reeks. It reeks of Tom.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, okay.
I knew we were fucking ambushed.
All right, listen. Long story short... Jad is not going to be appearing on the Apocrycast very much anymore, and it is Tom Tenney's fault, okay?
But listen.
Clear?
Because he was taken from us.
Yeah, he was taken from us.
But this is good news to our listeners out there.
Yeah. Why is that?
Is that he's still on our side.
Yeah. Wherever he is, Jad Ali Slaman, who fears nothing, not even death, he's reaching out to all of us. He's reaching out. He is holding space for all of us.
Guys, he's not dead.
Wherever he is, be he imprisoned.
He's been taken.
Be he in exile.
He's been taken at the panel on making peace between community radio and public radio. Those public radio motherfuckers took him from us. And Tom let it happen. You think it's a... Anyways.
All right, guys.
Listen,
right, guys,
our friend, listen. I'm not going to play the tape.
Okay, fucking play the tape.
Oh, God. I'm deep under a Jesus. Their castle, their public, funded by listeners, their Baroque castle, and I can see, oh, it smells so bad, like a wide, like a thick, oh, like a dick. What is, oh, God. I see their engineers now, they're making a weapon, and they have an enormous chunk of something. Oh, jeez. No, the butchers, the cowards, no. It's a piece of Tom's dick. It's enormous, just a small piece of it. And they're making it into like a spear or a machine gun. It's hard to tell. It's so big. I can only see. Oh, God. Oh, no. There's no Tom. It's all around.
Wow, that is a chilling tape. Okay, so, all right, everybody out there, listen, Jad Ali Slaman is missing. We know he's being held by NPR in some sort of underground bunker or something. If you have any information...
Yeah, please call.
Please call this number. Pat, what's the number on that telephone? What's the number to call?
718...
If you have any information... Connecting our missing co-host.
Please call 718. Yeah, please call 718.
National Public Radio. Please call us.
It's 718.
On Wednesday?
Wednesday at midnight.
Which is actually Thursday.
Actually, no, it'd be better if you call like...
718-928-9732 is the number to call. Jad Ali Slaman has been taken hostage.
Say it again.
718-928-9732.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Well,
moving along.
Well, I think it's time to introduce ourselves, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do, but hang on. Why don't you just yuck it up for a second?
Mm. Well, everybody.
Also, is there beer in this place? Does it make me Satan to ask for beer?
No, it doesn't. And why don't I hand you one? Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, Pat, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I think maybe I should introduce myself because it's like I feel like I'm important to the show.
Yes, extremely important.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're like the whole driver of this thing.
Nobody
can be, you know, I think this show is a very kind of like negative show, and no one can be negative like Pat Hilsman.
Thank you, Johnny B-Roll.
Yeah.
That's nice. I appreciate that. Anyways, you guys, thank you for the beer. You guys are listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. If I'm being honest, I don't even know if we're allowed to be here right now.
Oh, yeah. No, we're badass.
Yeah.
Illegal. Trespassing.
No, we're not trespassing. I'm co-owner of this fucking radio station.
Trespassing.
Yeah. And if I want to crash into a bridge, I'll do it. I don't want to. But if I did, I could.
Pat is introducing himself by describing his awesome power. Pat might be the only power that can possibly stand against Tom Tenney.
It's a superpower that all the members of Scooby-Doo have. All the people on that show. Skepticism.
Hmm.
You know?
That's a powerful thing.
Oh, it's ghosts. I don't know, man.
Is it?
You know, yeah, like really? Are you sure it's ghosts? So Scooby-Doo, I don't know, man. It tends
to be just some Pat. Foreign person in a costume.
All right. Everybody, my name is John. My name is Johnny B-Roll. Accept no substitutions or exchanges or refunds.
Also, yeah, Johnny B-Roll, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
And
we are in a new time slot.
Exactly. Yeah. New time slot, same place. And everyone, please put your hands together for Andrew
J.
Jay.
Hell yeah. That's your name. No?
Huevos.
Yeah, Jay for Huevos.
Because he's...
Yeah, I would say
he's
so.
He's grabbing life by the yolks.
Yeah, man.
His asshole might be dirty, but his dick is always clean. And now it's time for the weather. Johnny B-Roll.
Okay, guys. get this. Like, guys, oh my god, the weather last week was like really hot, and now it's fucking cold.
It's cold?
Can you believe that shit?
Oh my god.
I mean, what the fuck, man?
Holy shit.
Dude, that was it changed from one thing, and now it's like a completely different thing.
Dude, what the fuck percentage moisture is it?
A lot.
It is.
A lot of it. It is moisture now. It's enough to know that we're all fucked. It's like there's water in the air.
And I feel like I'm always sleeping in the wet spot.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. It's that time of year again.
God, the weather. Just as I came here, I was like, I can feel parts of myself getting smaller.
Oh, you know, God,
like,
I know.
As I...
Yeah. The air touches you and you're just like fucking dead.
And especially when you get down, your joints move around. And the cold air on your joints, it just makes your body feel all wet.
Oh, God.
But you know what's interesting is that, I'm going to be honest. I had a friend who died of the heebie-jeebies.
Of the heebie-jeebies?
Yeah. They diagnosed him with the heebie-jeebies, both the heebies and the jeebies. And
what happened to him? That's a double whammy.
He's gone.
Were there symptoms?
Oh.
Were there symptoms before it was too late? Did he ever have a chance?
No.
Damn.
Once you get the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They kind of just take over.
Yeah, man. You never have a little heebie-jeebies, you know?
So listen, I had a friend that had the heebies, but he didn't have the jeebies also. And he's still with us, yeah. And his name is Chad Ali Sleeman.
He's got the jeebies.
Yeah,
he's being held by NPR.
Yep. It's fucking
brutal. He needs this medication.
Listen, I can't emphasize this enough, dear listeners. If you find any evidence linking our missing co-host, Jad Ali Slayman, to National Public Radio, call us.
718-928-9732. If you have any tips on the whereabouts of Jad Ali Slayman, please give us a call. He needs to come back to the ApocalyCast immediately.
Where he belongs.
He needs to tell us everything that we know. There is a war on. There is a war on for your mind.
Yeah. There should be like InfoWars workout videos
exactly.
That are called TrimfoWars.
All right, guys.
You get it?
Yeah. All right.
Do you get it?
All right.
Like trim?
Trim?
Like TrimfoWars? Like you trim down?
No, we don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay.
You should. You should.
Next,
pretty good.
The next important thing. Accusations.
Jaccusations.
Yeah. I have some pretty... No. These are not jaccusations, and how dare you.
Okay.
We have some important things to discuss here. Okay. One, I accuse our host, Pat Hilsman.
Should have been like, see more.
I accuse our host, Pat Hilsman, of being a no person.
Oh, how dare you.
Pat Hilsman is Pat Hilsman
I'm one
is
person.
A,
I'm
is
not
a
no,
person. No
person. I'm not zero people. I'm one person.
Pat Hilsman is not a yes person. Pat Hilsman is a no person.
Tell me what you agree with, Pat.
Yeah.
What is something you stand for?
Pat, when was the last time you went out and had fun?
Oh, I don't know. This is brutal.
Pat,
tell me
even
like
one time.
Ow!
Pat, what? Tell me the last time someone asked you to go out and you said yes.
Like all the time.
No, tell the truth, Pat. When did you really go out and have fun?
Oh, what? To have fun?
Yeah.
I never have fun ever.
Yeah. See, Pat, this is why I believe you're a no person. You're a no person. Can you turn the music down?
I'm trying to do that, but can you get to the point of your fucking weird diet?
I accuse Pat of being a no person. I accuse Pat Hilsman.
Oh, you're accusing me of being negative.
Yes. I'm accusing Pat Hilsman of being negative.
I think that's a crazy thing to say.
I think it's perfectly sane. I think only the MSM and those liberal cucks
loud.
Would have you believe otherwise. They all want to say like, oh no, Pat Hilsman brings all this joy into the world with the ApocalyCast, and he's like enlightening everyone.
Yeah, dozens of people are enlightened by this.
Yeah, exactly. But I know the truth. And that's that Pat secretly says no to everything.
No.
Yeah. You see? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I bet when they play this on NBC or on NPR, they're gonna edit that out.
Say those fucking words in my presence.
When notional piss rat airs
right.
this program, they're gonna edit out Pat Hillsman saying no. But what I know is that Pat says no all the time.
True. I'm like, no!
Try to say yes. Say it, just even mouth the word.
Hey, Pat, you want to come get ramen?
No!
Hey, Pat, you want to come to Vermont and get drunk?
Fuck no!
Hey, Pat, you want to do some fun drugs?
No!
Pat, you want to come eat pickled eggs, but not in your neighborhood?
Yeah. I'll move for pickled eggs. You know it. You know me.
Hey, Pat. Do you want to come to another neighborhood just to hang out?
No!
Hey, Pat. Do you want to come to Secret Science Club? It's going to be great.
Fuck no!
You see? This
shame.
Yeah. Stay woke, shame. Everyone. This is the story that the liberal media is not going to tell you. About Pat Hillsman and the Apocalypse.
About one co-host and his anger problems.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. Pat, accusations.
Oh. Tom Tenney is putting stuff in the water to make your penis smaller.
Fuck.
I know, right? Ugh.
And why, though?
That's the last thing we need.
In comparison, it's already so small to his.
I know.
What does he have to prove?
He's just laughing. It's like how God laughs at like subatomic particles. You know what I mean?
That's how he maintains a monopoly on having a big dick. You know?
That's true. That's how he. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone else
crushes the competition.
No. But it's because he shaves a little bit of penis size off of everyone else.
He has a combination of tactics.
Yeah,
it's like his own penis enlargement therapy, and then he keeps everybody else down.
Oh, but like also, he was born with a fucking elephant dong on top.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do about that?
It only got bigger as his hold on power became more like unquestioning.
It's like the end of a bar of soap when it's down too small to actually use it. Mm. So you put it onto the new bar of soap. That's what he does. With your penis.
Yeah, but his is like the mega bar.
Yeah, it's the mega bar. It's the fresh bar.
Yeah.
Keeps molding fresh, on.
All right.
It is something.
All right, and your show. All right,
listen,
your
guys.
Accusation.
Yeah.
Surely you hold one of us in contempt.
In contempt of Apocalypse.
I mean, I feel like the only grudge that I have against anyone... is that, yes, Pat, you've never visited me anywhere.
Not true.
I've called for you so many times.
No, it's just one place that I haven't visited you.
I've called for you in the middle of the night, and you have not come.
That's not true.
I've called for you in the day, and you have not came.
That's not true.
You leave me lonely.
That's unfair. That's an unfair accusation.
At the door, in front of the Apocalypse, begging, waiting.
Well, that's true. Well, that's just because there isn't any service in here, my friend. But no,
he's mad at me.
He's mad at me because I don't go to the bar that he works at. I'm sorry, I will go to the bar that you work at. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse. Johnny B-Roll, your accusation.
My accusation is that Pat Hillsman is a no person. And not a yes person.
All right.
Okay. Let's read the word of Tom.
No, we don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Oh, damn it. We're free.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yes! Because they're going to kick us out anyways. They're going to be, they're going to be very, very surprised when they find out that we're still on the air, first off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And secondly, they're going to be really mad. But then they're also not going to care. Because it's the
they're
time
gonna
slot that
they're going to be mad if we read the word of Tom on the air?
No, I just don't care about it anymore. I don't care about the rules. I just care about the basic rules that, like, prevent people from getting hurt. You know? And that prevent, like, people from killing each other.
Yeah.
Like, I'm even willing to follow irrational rules as long as it doesn't, like, inconvenience people too much.
Yeah.
And so, if it puts people's minds at ease, you know?
What about rules that allow rich people to get richer? What about those?
Well, it depends what they harm, but I don't want to get into the philosophical bit. The point is that I'm willing to, like, put all the hatred aside, you know? Yeah, but it's like, I'm not going to read scripture, you know? now. Like, we've gone rogue. Like, let's be real. Like, we're here to destroy Radio Free Brooklyn from the inside, right? Because I'm sick of it. Like, does this community of, like, fuckheads and perverts really deserve a radio station? You know, the public does. Like,
I mean,
the public are good people.
The community.
But, like, the community.
But the community. Oh, God, the community. Like, oh, yeah, Jesus, like, Christ. No. I mean, nothing like, worse than the community.
Artists.
Sad, you know, people. Sad.
Sound engineers. People with
I'd say the mass. I prefer the mass to the community.
The hordes.
Yeah.
The mobs.
Actually, but no, the public is more like the hordes. This is very confusing.
The congregate.
So wait, what do we like or do we not like community?
Oh God, community, no. Oh,
but what
no,
about
no,
the no. public?
Ugh. Oh God, even yeah. worse, even worse. I'd say the Apocalypse is like the only bastion that can actually like have some integrity to it. You know, only like a very small group like us, agitating for change, can actually bring about the world that we want. Because like you know, as soon as you have a real organization like Radio Free Brooklyn, you know, then you're just trying to appeal to so many people. Oh, we're going to try to get big. Oh, we're going to try to, like, be a beacon of hope. You know, we're going to be, like, the community radio station.
Yeah,
you know what?
We're the community.
Yeah,
whereas
exactly.
Like, with the public, it's like, you will submit. You know, like, it's less... I feel like I'm being sold less of a scam by, like, public radio.
Yeah.
Because it's like, just this is what you'll have. Like, you'll fucking eat it.
Yeah, public radio. Like, public
like,
radio is...
radio is, has the lie behind it. That it's like it's part of like something that you've built yourself.
Public radio is of and for the masses, whereas community radio has to toe that stupid liberal line.
Yeah, like ooh, like we care about like ideas and like taste and things and art.
Ugh. Oh God, yeah. Ugh. No, they don't. They're just virtue signaling. You
yeah,
know?
Definitely. Like, yeah, secretly they're all alt-right, whereas we're ostensibly alt-right and secretly liberal.
Yeah. Exactly. See, we know where we stand. Yeah. Unlike some community radio stations, the Apocalypse knows where it stands.
No. Well, oh, right. That's right. Unlike some filth that have shows on Radio Free Brooklyn, some filth that have new shows that don't make any sense.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Yeah. That you wouldn't traditionally associate with something that it's worth pushing a man out of his time slot. Anyways, we had an idea. I guess tonight on the podcast, we're going to be bringing you back. Bringing you back in time. Back when murders were investigated, always on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I love a mystery.
Yeah. So do I. Now that we coincidentally stumbled across some mysterious music.
Oh, man. Is someone going to get murdered on the radio?
Jesus, I sure hope not.
Man, I remember when I was a boy, crowding around the radio, just listening to murder mysteries.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, I always wanted to know how those mysteries...
Who knows what evil lurks in the shadow? The shadow knows. Just like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. That's what you listened to as a child?
Man.
That sounds like a sad childhood.
When we were getting ready for today's show, Pat told me there was a big, juicy murder mystery that was going to happen on the Apocalypse. And I'm awaiting.
Well, but I also expect there to be a big, juicy internet out there for me to be able to access and to surf on.
Oh, man.
But apparently sometimes...
I'm waiting for this story to manifest. Yeah. I'm waiting here patiently. Oh, man. Patient like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
All right. Listen,
what?
Sergeant.
What's wrong?
We got...
It looks like we got another one. Hey, Sergeant, it looks like we got another one of the wizards.
All right, tag him and bag him.
Well, we got to get down to that part of town. Because apparently somebody was murdered in the Stabbing District.
The Stabbing District? Yes. Oh, God. Back up.
That's right, Captain. In the Stabbing District.
Well, if it's the Stabbing District, we got to get some backup and we got to go in. You got to investigate this murder.
Yep. Yeah, you're right about that, Captain. We have to investigate the murder.
Well, Mr. Schellenberger?
Yeah.
You live here?
I do live here.
You live here in this studio here in here at 100 Bogart Street?
I mean, it's where I keep warm.
Oh, man. Well, how do you explain this dead man here in the Radio Free Brooklyn studio?
I don't know. I walked in and his head was opened up on the ground.
Oh, man. And what's his name?
I'm pretty sure that's Jerry. Oh, it's Tom. That's right.
Tom Tenney. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The famous founder of Radio... The famous founder of Radio Free Brooklyn.
The one...
Been killed.
The one with the huge penis?
Oh, God. I saw it once.
It's legendary.
It was the stuff of legend.
What the fuck is going on? Turn that down.
Jesus
Christ, Pat.
It's raining now. All right. The world is sad.
Yeah.
He really was a great leader of community radio.
Hey,
but why?
Listen,
Mr. Schellenberger. Why do you think that somebody would want to murder a man that was so nice to his friends?
I mean, was he nice?
Yes. He never betrayed them. He never fucked with any of them. He never caused them harm or made them feel unneeded.
I don't know. He took my cat.
But was he nice to it?
I hope so.
Man, I've heard this man's penis is so big, it wouldn't even fit in his pants. But here he is.
Detective Roll, how does it... I think we should go upstairs and look at the scene.
Yeah. Upstairs, but the corpse is down here.
Hey, do we normally eat at the scene of the crime?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
Yeah, we're fucking cops.
Oh, cool.
I'm eating a donut.
We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, I'm eating a fucking donut. That's why I'm always chewing with my mouth full.
Oh, okay. Listen, Detective Roll. Let's go into Tom's sad, lonely apartment. And see why and how he was killed.
Okay. So, looks like here, we got a... here on his bed, we got a big-ass knife. Bloody.
What does the body look like?
Well, looks like it's been stabbed. He's got pills coming out of his mouth. He's got injection marks between his toes. It looks like somebody unfurled his entrails on the bed. And it looks like somebody cut off one of his arms. And they gouged out his eyes. And somebody raped his ears.
Oh, God.
You know what this means? You know what I call this?
What?
I call this an orgy of evidence.
God. Why would somebody want to kill a man that was so beloved by the community and the radio station that he founded named after it?
Well,
it must have been
maybe he double-crossed one of the people on his radio station.
That's impossible. I knew Tom. He stood for goodness. Why would somebody kill him this way? Oh, yeah. Wait.
Listen.
Now, why would somebody kill him so brutally? Which of the horrible things that were done to him killed him?
Listen, Pat. You say you know this man really well. But the fact is, there's a different side to everybody. You may have known him. But it's not as if you babysit his cats or anything like that. And once you babysit...
Listen, Detective Roll, you're fucking out of line.
Once you babysit...
I did babysit that man's cats.
Once you babysit a man's cats... You can see a different side of them that can come out. A different side of them can come out.
If I'm going to be honest, it did seem like a dark world when I was walking into Tom Tenney's apartment taking care of his cats. He'd left me his keys that week, and he said, hey, why don't you take care of my cat Abby just for a little bit? I'll be gone. And I said, hey, why not? You know, And he said, could you spend a little bit of time with her because she gets lonely? And I said, all right. But I was so busy that week, so I just kept going by, opening the door, feeding the cat, and then hanging out with it for a bit so it wouldn't be lonely. And yes, Tom's apartment seemed like the house of a sad man whose inner cruelty and self-criticism prevents him from having a happy life. But it did seem like the home of a man that would have real enemies.
Well,
but then, come to think of it, I did notice that something was wrong. Because the week after I took care of Tom Tenney's cat, up until the point of walking into his apartment while he was sleeping in there, because he didn't tell me when he was coming back, I thought maybe he was a little off then. But then I got an email from him telling me that I could no longer have a time slot.
Was anybody CC'd on that email?
No, I didn't want to involve the department.
Fucking bastard.
Listen, technically, are we supposed to be... Isn't it piracy if we're taking part in a community radio station? Isn't it against the standards of the police department, this fucking brotherhood?
True.
This brotherhood of fucking blue steel that we have fucking...
Yeah, going? But if Tom believed in any kind of accountability, why wouldn't he have CC'd anybody on that email?
The man's corpse is barely dry and cold. And you sit here accusing him of trying to keep power by circumventing the board. And by having authoritarian practices that angered people.
Hey, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
You're wrong. He was a good man. No one would want to kill him this way.
Hey, you know what? It ain't easy to say. It ain't always easy to face. But everybody's got that on the side of them. Everybody's got that other side that might kill.
Listen, detective.
Everybody's got that other side that might screw somebody out of their fucking time slot, just like the way they screwed Conan out of his.
Listen, detective.
Everybody's got their inner NBC. Everybody's got their inner fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Listen, detective's role. Detective's role. You have a point, okay? He was a much darker man than people thought. But he was a good man.
Listen.
No one could hate him this much. I found him unpleasant and crotchety and difficult to work with and just mean-spirited. But at the core, there was a good man there. I don't see how anybody could hate him so much.
Listen. Everybody's got their inner Orson Welles, you know? Everybody's got their inner Linus Torvalds. Everybody's got their inner Tom Tenney. Especially Tom Tenney.
God, who knows how many inner Tom Tennies this man could have had. He could have been fucking swimming with them. Jesus, he could have been fucking...
reprogramming?
Yeah. Man.
Who knows how many inner selves he had?
So many. Perhaps he suffered from dissociative identity disorder.
Perhaps.
You know?
One of his identities was a kind man, a rough but kind man, who started a community radio station and was only occasionally flippant to his friends. And another one of his identities was a sick, evil, pervert, fuck, bastard rat
that would screw with
his friends.
That's totally possible.
Time slots.
It's totally possible he had split personality.
So he would go on living his life as though he weren't treating everybody around him like fucking dog shit. And when he was one personality, he would just act normal. But then when he was the other personality, he would know that he was laying the consequences for a trap.
You know, Patrick, you're a really smart guy. You know, I never would have thought of that myself.
That means a lot to me.
Now that I put it through my head, it really makes a lot of sense. You some kind of investigative journalist or something?
No, I'm just a simple cop from a tough neighborhood with a heart of gold.
Holy fucking shit.
I'm married to a younger woman who already has a son, but I love him like he's my own. But listen, you know, there might be a connection here. There might be a connection between the murder of Tom Tenney and the shooting that happened at that fucking public radio forum. Public and community radio forum, Truce.
Damn, you think if we investigate this case, that might get us closer to finding out what happened to that dude, Jad Ali Slayman? I already ain't afraid of anything. But, you know, I hear that Jad Ali Slayman ain't afraid of nothing. That's what they always said about him. They said he doesn't fear anything, not even death. And then he goes
Crazy. Who doesn't feel death?
And then
mysterious and unknown.
And then he's kidnapped. Boy, I bet he's real strong in character. I bet he's real strong in character to be able to withstand imprisonment. You know, they took him hostage a different time as well.
Oh, when he was held on that comet.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, when he was held in the basement of that pizza place called Comet Ping Pong Pizza. It's a good thing we still live by tough detective rules, because if we were ruled by a bunch of fucking liberal idiots, we never would have busted those pizza fucking sex traffickers.
Yeah. Well, thank God we put a stop to that. Thank God we went on Reddit and got the real information, not the bullshit they give you in the mainstream media.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing we cops are so well informed, keeping the people safe, keeping the peace, speculating on what might be. Listen. Trying to go after life's tough questions, like, hey,
who are we?
Hey, and who are we? Life? What is life?
Well, listen, I knew the community over there, and their rules were pretty strict.
Pat, I got a question for you. What? If I cease to exist, then how do the forms of this world continue?
That, fuck me, man. I don't know. How? Can a man's voice be transmitted over the radio after he dies?
Hey, Pat, I got a question for you. Are we ever truly not alone? Are we ever truly not alone in this world? Is there any real human? Is there really any real connection between two people, two fellas?
I don't know, man. It's like you think you know someone. You think that someone that's beloved, like community radio, would produce a man that would be loved by the people around him, not feared and hated, to the point that somebody would come in and commit such a horrible act. But a lot of people were killed.
Hey, Pat.
Hey.
I got a question.
What's up?
Can there ever be a real community interest besides the sum of individual interests? Can the needs of a group ever truly transcend the needs of the individual in a sublime merging of interests?
You know, I would have thought so before. But ever since somebody started fucking killing community radio hosts and consolidating power around a certain man who's tall and thin named Tom Tenney.
He is quite thin these days.
Yes.
He lost a lot of weight. More power to him, I say.
No, it makes him look creepy. He's more like the Slenderman. And also, he's dead, so it doesn't make a difference. He was killed. All of his organs were taken out. And then the worst part. Oh, God, the worst part. Is that they fucking threw his dick on the wall afterwards.
Oh, man.
How did they do that?
How did they do that without ending the universe?
It blew straight through the wall. And you guys are not going to fucking believe where it is. After Tom Tenney was gunned down right here in this apartment, in this sad apartment.
But Pat,
that ripped his dick off. And you don't guess what happened with the dick? You're not even going to fucking believe it.
What?
Whatever the fuck killed him after shooting him was able to rip his fucking gigantic cock off with so much force.
Electric glory hole.
That when it hurled it, it pierced a hole in fucking time.
Oh, holy shit.
That's why we're so old-timey.
Do you think?
And focusing our ways. And do you know where the fucking dick ended up?
Where?
In space.
Holy shit. Do you think we might be able to take advantage of this kind of the disturbance in order to easily facilitate satellite launches or time travel?
Holy shit. Oh my God.
What? Whoa. What's happening?
Oh.
Patrick, you gotta tell me what's happening.
There was a bizarre message.
What message?
Let's listen to it again.
All right, everyone. Tuning in. Tuning in to Pat's message.
Well, it wasn't. It was a message from someone that was saying something. So whatever it is that attacked Tom, threw his penis so strongly that it ripped holes in all of the buildings, and now it's in fucking orbit.
Oh my god.
There was
is
a message.
This a dispatch from
Hang
space?
On. Let's listen to it again. Maybe it will give us new insight.
Oh god. I'm deep under a Jesus. Their castle, their public, funded by listeners. Their Baroque castle. And I can see, oh, it smells so bad. Like a wide, like a thick, oh, like a dick. What is, oh God. I see their engineers now. They're making a weapon, and they have an enormous chunk of something. Oh jeez. No, the butchers. The cowards, no. It's a piece of Tom's dick. It's enormous, just a small piece of it. And they're making it into like a spear or a machine gun. It's hard to tell. It's so big. I can only see. Oh, God.
Hey, this ain't news.
Oh, no.
This ain't news. We heard this before.
But now we know.
They don't
how
call
they
it.
Got his dick.
Pat, they don't call it Olds.
They must have caught up in the fucking
this.
Space.
You already played this. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you doing?
All right, previously on the ApocalyCast. Listen, we were a little bit angry the other day.
Oh, yeah.
As Christ was wandering merrily one day.
He didn't want the Inquisition, he didn't want the crusade.
He definitely didn't want cancer, and he didn't want AIDS. As Christ was wandering merrily one day.
They were afraid of Christ, but not vice versa.
So they followed him from the dawn till the earth. But Christ was preaching his word the whole way.
And Christ was one
king or friend.
Wow. That sounds like it was a fun show.
Oh, man, sure was, Pat. Those were good times.
Yeah.
Before the dark times.
Before the darkness overcame us.
Before the shadow grew in the east and eclipsed the entire continent.
Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
That shadow.
You know, in 2016, I thought the world was getting bad, but I had no idea what I was in for. It was going to get so much worse. I thought Tom Tenney was our savior. I thought he was bringing us to the land of milk and honey. I was wrong.
Do you know who my guest was? The day that Trump won.
Who?
No. No. Yes. No. Yes. It was Tom.
It was Tom Tenney. My guest. The day that our evil president was inaugurated.
Oh, really reminiscing on dark times here.
And I had Tom Tenney.
We were very angry.
Yeah.
Because I thought of him as like a rebel, you know?
And then Tom Tenney fell on his sword.
Yeah, and I just thought of it like as... I thought that we were like weak, but that at least we stood for something. And then you fucking find out that your friends have betrayed you.
I know. It's always the one you least suspect.
It's true. It's always the hardest. Jesus
Christ. Well,
with a really big gift.
We here at the ApocalyCast.
Get a handle. Get a hold of yourself, Pat.
Jesus Christ. We here at the ApocalyCast.
We're so angry.
We just have a few things that we want to point out. All right.
First.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen. Important.
Ow.
You sure picked an inert part of the last week's show to...
In case you think this is over, it's not over.
Okay? It is never over.
Yeah. We perennial on air read. Do you know what perennial means?
Having to do with flowers. Fuck that shit.
No, it means forever. It means unending. It means in all eternity, we will be on the air. It says so in the scripture of Radio Free Brooklyn.
I know.
Okay.
May God forgive us.
God. It says that the Apocalypse shall be on the air. It's not good. Hang on. Yeah.
Well.
What do you want me to say?
Just
perennial. Perennial means that every year the Apocalypse shall bloom. Or maybe that means every month, or maybe it means every week, or every single Friday at 2 p.m. for fucking ever.
But it means.
We forgot to say forever. Donate on patreon.org.
Yeah. Honestly, listen, it's a good thing that we wrote about 30 songs predicting that Tom would betray us.
Yeah. Listen.
Go on, then I was sold to the devil. I was sold to the devil. I was sold to the devil. By Tom, by Tom. My soul to the devil. My soul to the devil. I was sold to the devil. Attack me from now on. Sold to the devil.
He knew that he would betray us. Is that interesting? John, you got anything to add?
We knew not really. Us. Like, no, I mean, I'm... What?
We knew that he would betray us. Isn't that interesting?
Sometimes.
I think so. I wouldn't believe it. I would think it was some kind of famous DJ.
Crisis okay. Will only explore avenues. But we took it further. We explored... In our quest to not commit suicide, to fix this injustice, we went so far... as to not only explore streets, but explore entire fucking avenues.
We even went into cul-de-sacs, and those suck.
Oh, cul-de-sacs.
Cul-de-sacs with children playing in them and everything. Oh, God.
And speaking of sacks, but we tried really hard to not commit suicide on the Apocalypse on Friday. On Friday.
We have attempted not to commit suicide.
Yeah, we were pretty depressed.
For over 2 years.
At this point... is dishonorable.
Yeah.
And I think that it's time. We all know. Like, we all knew that it was going to end in death. We've talked about it the entire time.
We have talked about killing ourselves so many times.
Yeah, sort of like
we never make good on our threats.
We never agreed to.
I feel good about it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's a really good way to go out.
They won't be like, whoa, they never saw it coming. You know what I mean? Like, we wrote songs about Tom and, like, his treason and, like, all the evil.
We kind of tease suicide. Yeah.
We're going to go out while we're ahead, like the Beatles in Seinfeld.
How he was supporting us.
I mean, we've edged for how many episodes?
Suicide is all about edging. It's not about actually doing it. You know, like even a suicide attempt isn't really about trying to take your own life. So I think edging about suicide, like that's totally fucking very good. Like that's not out of the ordinary.
It's like you know you're there on top. The stool's right underneath you, and you're kind of like you're teetering.
Yeah, exactly.
Just rocking it back and forth.
Too much. We need to put a parliament.
I mean, I think it's a pretty normal way of like trying to coerce people to do things for you.
Absolutely.
No,
I can't exist with a fucking council.
What? I decide what is holy or not.
No, democracy is not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough.
But he walks around like a mad king.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, this is a good commentary on Tom. Listen.
And it's really sick because nobody has...
No, I can't exist with a fucking council.
What?
I decide what is holy or not.
Listen.
No, democracy is not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough.
But he walks around like a mad king just trying to impose his rules on the rest of Raider Free Brooklyn. And it's really sick because nobody has the balls to say no to the mean old fuck. Because it's like... He's like, oh, I'm building a pyramid of time slots, and I need all the cubes in that pyramid of time slots to be clean, you know, to be purged, to be purged of the darkness
by
the sun. I need every single one of those fucking time slots to be pure and holy and to follow the rules. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like there's no room in the big Tom Tenney plan for shows like the ApocalyCast. Like he can't abide anyone who's like doesn't play by the rules. Like all those like liberals, like they don't understand real free thought. You know, they don't understand anything that like doesn't fit into their little Brooklyn box. And Tom Tenney is like, oh no, Radio Free Brooklyn is artisanal. This
there were darker days. I will admit this isn't as bad because we'll survive. Fuck it, we'll just have the ApocalyCast separate from Radio Free Brooklyn, and then we're going to do our fucking jihad on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, and we'll do our own Patreon. Oh yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good. Yeah, we'll do.
We're just getting started.
No, listen, it's gonna be an intellectual jihad.
Yeah, and we're gonna start.
All jihad will be conducted with sound exclusively.
Yes. The revolution will be connected.
Oh, wow. Our own show on our own show. This is like fucking great.
Crazy.
Fart noises.
Yeah,
we're going to break away from the other.
I think guest segments and call-ins as well.
I take it back. We're going to kill Tom Tenney.
No, we're not. We're going to kill ourselves.
Stick to the plan.
Listen, we're not going to complicate this with death threats when the only people who are going to die is us.
But I really wanted to live to see that motherfucker die, you know?
Well,
the things that he's done.
True,
there are worse people on Earth. Like, I will admit, Trump is a worse man than Tom Tenney.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or John McCain was way worse, I would say.
He was a complicated man, but yes, I'll agree. Yes.
Yeah. Bashar al-Assad is pretty bad.
Ultimately, he chose evil.
Xi Jinping is probably not very good. I don't know anything about him, but he's probably worse than Tom.
The cut of his jib at all.
Yeah. But he's way worse than Tom.
He is worse.
Oh, guys. Jesus Christ, hang on. I gotta check the radar.
The radar. You haven't checked the radar?
The sonar.
Really close. And
yeah, check the sonar. We got to make sure this thing is fucking secure.
Boop. Yep.
Boop. Yeah.
Hang on.
Boop. I mean, you know, listen, there hasn't been a squid ending in weeks, all right?
Can sonar shut the fuck up for a second? Guys, hang on.
This is a really long... We have gone like 3 weeks without a squid ending, all right? I'm feeling really good about this one.
Yeah, I'm feeling really... I don't know. I'm feeling a little fishy about your...
Yeah. Andrew, close the door. Yeah. Close the door to the studio. Yeah.
Are we closing the door to the studio? Andrew?
Listen, there's not going to be a squid ending, but we got to just.
Shit.
Oh, fucking
guys, fuck.
Oh, man.
Hang on.
Guys.
Don't get excited, okay? Everything is going to be fine. There's not going to be a squid ending.
I don't know.
Listen, our.
I don't know.
Here at the USS Weasel.
The weasel's gonna go down, guys.
Are protected from irony.
I'm scared right now.
No, don't be. We're fine.
We're fine?
Yeah, don't worry about it. We got this. We've been attacked by squids.
We have pressed our luck for so long.
We've been attacked by squid like 12 times.
Yeah.
And every single time we survive.
But Jad isn't here.
That's true. Jad does like to kill squid with a knife. God, that deep is so briny.
I don't think we're gonna make it this time. Our time slot is different.
No, actually, our when we air is the same. When do we air? Hey.
It doesn't matter. Friday at 2.
Johnny B-Roll, when do we air?
We air every Friday at 2 p.m.
That's right.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right. Dick bags. Oh, Jesus. I really hope that this part of the sea is free of squid.
I don't think it is.
Oh, Schellberger, please. No, let's not have a negative view of community radio.
I don't like this community. This public is...
Don't even get me started on
this
public,
all right? It's going to be fine. Everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. Yeah.
You sound like a liberal.
Listen, I believe in the status quo, all right? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Not only do I believe in the status quo, I also believe that, you know, that these, that Antifa are the worst and that everybody else is like really not that big of a deal. Like, you know, there was this whole incident outside the Metropolitan Republican Club.
We've escaped the squid.
I think it paid.